As we continue here on the till 6 o'clock tonight, we are talking with the members of the class of 2018, and here is another one that I've had the chance to. Well, this is one of the. I said there was a few that I've had the chance to see in person. Either I announced their games as a player or as a coach, and Tony Mastrin is one of those. And Tony, you had a great career, multiple sports, coaching, and congratulations. This has got to be a big night for you.
I'm so excited with this and humbled by this, the whole opportunity. It's just wonderful. Last night we had a great night, and this is such a special occasion in my life, that's for sure.
There's no question. And you go back to your basketball playing days at Kennedy.
Yeah.
And I never saw you play, but I'm guessing you were a pretty good shooter.
I like to score, but I think more of a point guard to distribute too. I grew up in a time when, you played an awful lot, individual outside on the open court. So you probably the coaches today wouldn't like some of the moves that we made when we were playing a little bit fancy. I remember Gary Swanson saying one time that when I shake hands behind my back. So that we played so much as individuals out on the courts, just as playground ball, So that's the kind of players we became, and we just loved the game and just loved playing. It probably all started back when I was at Fatima School, and back in those days, I'd have to give a lot of credit to one of my first mentors in coaching, and probably what got me involved with sports altogether was Gus Jurino. It started out way back when in a place called St. Anthony's Social Center, which is the parking lot of the Italian Home. Okay? That's where this is located. And Fatima had quite a program back way back then. And they recognized something in me, I guess. And I really got involved in the sport of basketball. And a lot of the things that I did eventually in sports, I look back. And I even learned it back then. I was once we moved out of the social center and got into the big school, Fatima School, I was a sixth grader at the time when I was playing on the eighth grade team. And there were guys like Jimmy Tambor, Pete Iacino, and those guys with Gus Jurino and Gigi Jurino were the two main coaches that instilled an awful lot of proper basketball. And not only that, they would take, because I remember this, and this is really vivid in my memory, and a lot of the things that I did, and when you analyze in days like this, you analyze your past. And we would go as a group, even back then, and they really had like this, there was a few younger coaches that helped out, and they would take us to the movies, and we would go as a team on Saturday night. And these guys like Jimmy Tambor and Pete Iacino, those guys, I was a little kid. But they still, I was part of them, and I remember that. And Mark, being beside me all these years, he knows this. We did those things with our kids. So maybe way back then, the things that we did in our programs was instilled in me somehow. And I like to thank Gus Jurino, Gigi Jurino for the start that I had.
You coached 41 years cross country.
41 straight cross country pro. Yeah.
Was that something you were good at as a runner, or is that something that kind of was like, hey, we need a coach, and you took it over?
Great story. Here we go. When I started at Hickory, back in the mid 70s, I student taught in September of 74, and I never left. I got fortunate. I got hired. When I was at Edinburgh playing basketball, The gentleman that was in charge of the Edinburgh campus of Chenango was Dr. William Herman. I was hired by Keith Stoner, was the superintendent at the time at Hickory, and he retired. And when he retired, by chance, Dr. William Herman became superintendent of Hickory. Also at that time, that's when there was a great deal of cutbacks in the school programs. We had a large staff. Populations were dropping, and teachers were starting to be eliminated from the programs. I was young. In 75, 76, I was 22, 23 years old. So I remember one day, it was in the spring, Dr. Herman shows up at my door. He said, Tony, we're going to be eliminating the cross-country coach from the teaching staff. I need a cross-country coach. And I looked at him, I said, Dr. Herman, you know, I'm basketball. I know basketball. He said, Tony, you'll do fine. So at that moment, I knew, hey, I'm not getting laid off.
I'm the cross-country coach right there.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. And he even helped me out. And, you know, at that moment, I began to pursue, you know, what this sport is all about. And what I found was a lifelong, lifetime love of respect for the individual runner, and found out that, you know, cross country is a great deal of, you know, the hard work, the camaraderie, the teamwork, but the motivation as a coach, and just give those kids the, okay, you could do this. And that's the way I approached it, and boy, did we have some success.
And we're going to run out of time here for the top of the hour, so we'll carry you over, Tony, into the second hour here. But coaching basketball and cross country, the thing that jumps out to me is that, at least on the cross country side, you don't have to deal with parents as much. It's basically whoever runs faster is, and it's an individual sport versus a team sport. I'm guessing that had to be a little bit of an easier transition, at least going.
And probably, Bob, that's probably why I stayed with it as long as I did. I didn't expect to stay with it that long. I know Mark encouraged me all along to keep staying, stay. I have kids coming up, so okay, Mark, I'll stay. But absolutely, that is a huge difference. And probably I just like to see that. You know, I saw what it was like with basketball and the pressures there. And it was like really nice to see a whole nother atmosphere. So I stayed with both. Ellison Turk was one of our runners back in the day. And when cross-country season was over, she would see me change my coat from cross-country to basketball. And she said, oh, now it's all about basketball, isn't it?
We need to take a break here. We're going to break for the top of the hour sports here on Sports Radio 96.7. We will bring Tony Mastrian back. We are broadcasting live from the Mercer County Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We're at the Park Inn Radisson. Bob Greenberg, Mark Slezak. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this break on Sports Radio 90. We are back. Mark Slezak, along with me, Bob Greenberg, broadcasting live till 6 o'clock tonight here from the Park Inn Radisson, the site of the Mercer County Hall of Fame induction ceremony. This is the biggest night of sports in Mercer County for the year. And we're talking with the inductees. Tony Mastrian is staying with us. And, Tony, this has got to be a whirlwind weekend for you. Think about the memories. Who was the maybe influencer or two growing up to get you where you are today?
You know, I would have to say my father was he always had us involved with sports. He was always there for us, you know, and he was a little league coach, and the people that he was with, and it was just a joy being around him. He was quite an outdoorsman himself, so I was on that end of sports also, in the hunting and the fishing. But we always did things as a family, and he always supported myself and my brothers and my sister. And my brother Pat and I played an awful lot of outdoor things together, and my father was always there. The coaches that I've had, you know, throughout the history of coming through Farrell, there are some amazing individuals from Little League programs. I've already mentioned Gus Gerino, and being just a Farrell person. The importance of sports in that community, and you just waited your time so you could also participate.
You coached cross country as the head coach for 40 years. You were an assistant coach for basketball for many 25 years. The difference as you look back at being a head coach to being the assistant coach.
As a basketball person, you know, throughout my life I was a basketball person, and I was able to, I think, in that program. Kind of being with the kids an awful lot. There's so much more responsibility. I did take the head job for 3 years in basketball also, and there is such a difference when you're the assistant coach in the sport compared to when you're the head coach. And the things that you can do as an assistant are invaluable. And I look back at how Mark has helped me through the years. You know, to be successful in anything you do, you surround yourself with great people. And I've done that all my life, and Mark is a perfect example of that, what he and Patty Rodenbaugh have done for our program. Mark has always been there, even from high school on. And that's the important thing with coaching. As an assistant coach, I wanted to give to the head coach as much help as I can, but also be kind of like that individual where you could communicate with the kids a little differently than you can if you're the head coach. Cross country is very different. It's not the same where you have to satisfy playing time, and that's a huge difference, you know. And it, really, basketball is a bit brutal in that sense, where you only have five people that are going to play, and you may go, you know, eight people, and you have these kids that come up through. There's 20 on an eighth grade team, 20 on a ninth grade team. Eventually, a lot of those kids aren't there, so that's a very difficult thing. So I think you need that assistant coach to be that person to communicate to those kids that maybe aren't getting the playing time that they need, and keep encouraging them. And I think the job of the assistant coach is to do that, to help the head coach make a smooth program. As a head coach, with cross country, it was a family. A family is the most successful thing you could have, and that's the way I approached it. It was a family-oriented thing, and everybody supported each other. And the love that you see in that sport is so different than any sport that I've ever been involved with. And I've been involved with most sports. I remember seeing one time down at West Middlesex, and for some reason this really made an impression on me. West Middlesex had a huge invitational, bigger than a state meet, because there were so many schools that used to go there. And they used to award, after the event was over, to all the awards for that day. And the kids would gather and sit on the football field while they were presenting the awards. And you would see every team sitting down together. And that's pretty special, the support that is given through cross country. And as a head coach, that's what I did. I just supported, and I supported and encouraged and motivated, and knew that you could cheer for the kid in the back as well as you could for the front. You asked me if I ran in cross country. I always told the kids, I can't run with the front kids and run with the back kids too. So that was my out. So I didn't have to run in cross country because the kids in every kid was important then, and everyone contributed in that way. And that became like the family atmosphere that we developed.
Now, who was your best runner you ever coached?
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Wait. Was my brother Jeff the worst runner you ever coached?
Jeff, here's what I remember about Jeff. We were walking the course at Greenville. In cross country, when you go away, you walk the course before the race. Your brother, he found me more golf balls on Greenville's golf course. Was handing me, I had pockets full of golf balls. So he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was
all
your
my
favorite.
Kids are fantastic.
Everybody has their role. I got to keep that in mind. And and Colleen O'Man Williams is here this weekend,
yeah,
so
Colleen,
she gets to be
here.
The best runner, right? Because
she was the best that's here this year.
She's here.
You know, and looking back, and Mark could attest to this, we've had some amazing successes through cross country. I started out, my first girl that was in a state competition was Sandy Graham. You know, I really didn't know a whole lot about the sport, and she was like a first girl, and she was by herself because we didn't have a team in cross country.
There were a lot of girls, individuals, right?
Just as individuals. She was the only one who was running, you know. And she was able to qualify and medal with states. So from that point on, then we're talking mid-70s till today, we've had some amazing girl runners. And when we have a state champion, it's easy to point to that individual, Kate Stekalachik, as your best runner, of course. But we've had so many successes as for individuals and medal winners, boy runners that were amazing. A quick story about Doug Arendi. For some reason, Doug showed up at one of the state events, and he was a 9th or 10th grader, and he acted like a 9th or 10th grader. And I think he really liked the atmosphere of the state meet. He was just watching it, you know. And he looked at me and said, Coach, I'm going to get you back here next year. And I'm like, okay, Doug, sure, you know. Doug medaled at state his junior year.
Wow.
Doug medaled at state his senior year also. He was amazing. He had some amazing time. And not only that, he spearheaded a quality team of kids where he would – I remember we were doing a time trial early in the season, and he was so far ahead of these guys, he was actually turning around and running backwards, encouraging guys to come up. So that's the kind of things you see in cross country, because everything's cross country is individual sport. It's a big time team. You need everybody contributing and getting those points for you. So I've seen so many throughout the years of, so to pick one, it would be unfair to the quality of kids that we've had in our program.
What does this night mean to you and your family?
You know, to me personally, it's just unbelievable. And also, I'll be able to have my father here, which you asked me the question of who was important in my life. He'll be 96 in July, and to have him here, it's pretty special.
Well, Tony, we congratulate you. I know as a longtime friend and person, we've marveled at your coaching career, and this will be a big night. I know you will have a hard time walking down the aisle with Sally Ward tonight.
You know, and before I leave, I want to thank you, Bob, you and Mark, Ed and Lynn, being involved with sports for all these years in this area. What you guys do for our kids is pretty great. So thank you, Bob, Mark, Lynn, and Ed, for the support and the coverage that you give to our kids in Mercer County. It's special, and I hope people know how special that is.
Thanks, Tony. We do appreciate that.
Thank you so much, and enjoy your evening. Tony Mastri and the 20 inductees.
And like I said, I couldn't do this without the people that were great around me, and Mark Slay's that's important.
There's no question about that. Tony, congratulations.
Thank
enjoy
you,
the
buddy.
Night.
Thank you so much.
You.
Enjoy.
Right.
So Tony Mastri, a longtime friend. Now, if it was a Hall of Fame for fantasy football, Tony would not get in. Tony, Bob, and I have played fantasy football for a very long time, and
Coach, how you doing?
He does not get in the Hall of Fame for his fantasy football work.
No, that is true.
But everything else does an amazing job, as we